It's Monday, November 30th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. More than 50 people were beheaded in northern Mozambique, Africa, on November 9th by militant Islamists, reports the BBC. The militants turned a football field in a village into an execution ground where they decapitated and chopped the bodies. The beheadings were the latest in a series of gruesome attacks that the militants have carried out in gas-rich Cabo Delgado province since 2017. Up to 2,000 people have been killed in Mozambique, and about 430,000 have been left homeless in the conflict in the mainly Muslim province. Amos 5, verse 24 says, "Let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream." Iran's supreme leader on Saturday demanded the definitive punishment of those behind the killing of a scientist named Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, who led Tehran's disbanded military nuclear program, as the Islamic Republic blamed Israel for a slaying that has raised fears of reignited tensions across the Middle East, reports the Associated Press. Israel, long suspected of killing Iranian scientists a decade ago amid earlier tensions over Tehran's nuclear program, has yet to comment on Fakhrizadeh's killing Friday. However, the attack bore the hallmarks of a carefully planned military-style ambush, the likes of which Israel has been accused of conducting before. The attack has renewed fears of Iran striking back against the U.S., Israel's closest ally in the region, as it did earlier this year when a U.S. drone strike killed a top Iranian general. The U.S. military acknowledged moving an aircraft carrier back into the region, while an Iranian lawmaker suggested throwing out U.N. nuclear inspectors in response to the killing. On Thanksgiving Day, President Trump had decided enough was enough, and he called out a Reuters reporter who dared to disrespect the commander-in-chief while in the Oval Office. Reuters White House correspondent Jeff Mason asked Trump whether he would think about conceding the election if the electoral